and Florida. Listening on the app. Thank you very much for listening on the app. We appreciate that. There's a couple of Freddy's in San Diego.
Okay.
So they've expanded, I guess, recently.
Cool.
And then somebody says they're opening one in Canada soon.
Oh, wow. I think there's a Tim Hortons in Blue Springs now.
Mm. There's a place in Blue Springs called, like, Slider Burgers or something like that. They said it's really good. I'll have to go check that out.
Nice.
So we'll see what that's about. Lee Summit's got like a, now they got like a 30 hop, a Mr. Greek, all this stuff on West Pryor.
No, you got Nick the Greek over there. Phenomenal. Yeah.
Nick the Greek, yep. 30 hop, Twisted Fresh.
Great. Right, you got it all.
Red
on Lee
Door Grill.
Now. Yeah, that's a good corner right there.
That little strip of the streets of West Pryor.
You could make the case that that may be one of the best eating corners in Kansas City at this point in time. It used to be, for me, it was 85th and Warnell, but Waldo Ty's got a new chef coming in, so it's a little bit different right now. But that's one of your better eating corners. You got Red Door, you got Nick the Greek, you got Twisted Fresh. I mean, that's a hell of a lineup right there. That's a threesome. My God.
Oh, yeah. I always thought it because there's a Bruce Springsteen song called Streets of Fire, and I thought about making a parody calling it Streets of West Pryor.
Is that the song? Oh, Streets of Fire.
No, it's like Streets of Fire. It's a big ballad. I don't know. It's hard for me to.
Is it one of those songs, like if you're a Springsteen head, if you will, you're in on it. But if you're like just a casual fan, that's when you take a leak.
It's a great. I mean, probably because it's kind of like a slow buildup and then he gets into it. But it's from Darkness on the Edge of Town, which is his best album and one of the top five albums of all time. There's just zero skips on that album. So zero scripts on what's going on right now when it comes to the stadium talk, because it ramped up again yesterday. Mm-hmm. The president of the Chiefs had this to say about maybe if a vote in April fails.
I know Luke said last one, but let's say you go renovation and you can't get a timeline to get on the ballot in November and you do it in April and it doesn't pass. Then what?
Yeah, that'd be a tough situation for everybody involved.
Wow. Then that's the fear that I've had all along with all of this and why I've been so bullish on the Chiefs and the Royals, quite frankly, accepting these Kansas opportunities because they don't require a vote. And I understand the history, the nostalgia, the whatever you want to call Arrowhead Stadium, you know, whatever word I'm looking for, being the home base for the Hunt family for all of these years and whatnot. And it's hard to let that go. But did you hear Mark Donovan's voice? That's the part that's always concerned me. Because if what they're going to do, if they end up staying in Missouri, they're going to have about a quarter cent sales tax, Jackson County only, in order to fund the renovations on the stadium. But nobody ever asks, and I'm glad that question was asked. It's a great question. What happens if that quarter cent sales tax fails?
Then what?
Yeah, that'd be a tough situation for everybody involved.
That's a and you know what that means? That's no longer looking across the road to Kansas. That's now, oh, you didn't get it done? Hey, London's calling. Hey, you know, some other, you know, city in America will be calling the Kansas City Chiefs and saying, this is what we can do. And that's why I'm so bullish. Right now, it's just Kansas or Missouri. Nobody else is involved. If they pass on the Kansas money and they go to a vote in April, and it fails in Jackson County, and based on the last one, there's no guarantees that any vote passes, especially when it requires a tax increase, then what do? Then you can't go back to Kansas because those star bonds are done. I don't know if Kansas will cobble something together.
Does there necessarily have to be a vote in Missouri?
Yes. Yes, to get the local Jackson County money, there has to be a vote.
To renovate the stadium.
That's right.
And Missouri's offering 50 and Kansas is offering 70?
70% of a new build. And now, 70% of 2 to 3 million is a lot different than 50% of a billion and a half.
And yes, I'm just trying to go through the bullet points. And then yesterday, Kansas decided to extend its star bonds, right? That was the news that we got yesterday. Yeah. And now it would be April is when they would assign that?
Well, no, April for a vote in Missouri if they decide to go. Kansas is going to end up happening fast. I think it's going to be quick. I think they extended them to the end of the year, but I don't think it's going to take to the end of the year for the teams to determine, you know, what they want to do. And we'll talk to Ty Masterson. He's the Kansas Senate president. He's coming up in about 15 minutes, and he can shed more light on, from his words, you know, what's
about
going on.
A month off of vacation.
Yeah, I do like that. We can bring that up to him. Actually, we will start with that.
Yeah, break the ice.
Ty, you're the Kansas Senate president. Can can you put this into effect where we all get a month off every year? Okay, yeah. Good. Done. Okay, next question. Backing up a little bit. Yes, Kansas is willing to pay for 70% of a new build. Missouri's willing to pay statewide 50% for the renovations, and then there has to be a local component in it, which would be about a quarter cent sales tax on Jackson County residents, Chiefs only, to do the improvements to Arrowhead Stadium. You live in Jackson County. You're going to vote for it. I know that because you're a sports fan. But there are a lot of people that aren't sports fans. Smart. Well, that's the other thing. Because once, if you do go to a vote in Jackson County again and it fails, now you've opened yourself up to the entire country, and cities will be calling the Chiefs and saying, hey, can't get a stadium deal done there. Maybe we can get you a stadium deal done here in whatever city that it happens to be. Then the leaving becomes a reality. Right now, it's not a reality, right? They're not going to leave right now. It looks like they could get a deal done on either side of the state line. Kansas has money, no vote. Missouri has some money and requires a vote. When you do the say it out loud test for me, I'm more concerned with keeping our teams here than worrying about what side of the state line they're on. I don't want to get to a place where Dusty in April, we're sitting here talking about a failed Jackson County vote. And now what does that mean for the future of the Chiefs? Meanwhile, the Royals have their first deck built in the state of Kansas. I don't want that to be what we're talking about going forward. And so that's why I'm bullish on the Kansas side, because it doesn't require a vote of the people. And quite honestly, after the last vote, how can you trust this vote to pass this time around?
I guess my conversation piece is being from the other side of the conversation on the Jackson County side, how much of, because what, let's say this theory is true. I just want to put this out there. Mm-hmm. Let's say this theory is true. The Chiefs and the Royals knew that the vote failed miserably the last time they did this.
Right.
Now, there is a possibility that you use that to get gain in your next attempt.
Mm-hmm.
So you use Kansas. And why wouldn't Kansas be like, yeah, we'll take it. We want you. We've always wanted you. Like, we'll come over here. Like, Governor Kelly's saying all this stuff. We want this. Like, how are the Chiefs and the Royals to say that they're not using them for leverage to maybe make Jackson County people, scared that they would go to Kansas? Because
the leverage runs out in December for Kansas.
And correct. But I mean, also, like, if you know you have somebody on their heels and you're getting more and more of this sort of stuff, because we know people that have said if they move to Kansas, I will no longer be a fan of that team.
Good.
I know that. Mm-hmm. And we have those people. And those same people could have the belief that, okay, I don't want them to go to Kansas now because Kansas, seriously, they might take the team. I want them to stay here. Now I'm going to vote yes. And ownership from both teams know that.
Wouldn't it be better to have that vote now if you could in Jackson County? Because I think right now, if you were to tell people Kansas is a real possibility, you better vote yes. I think people would vote yes. But from my standpoint, if the star bonds expire at the end of the year, and Kansas doesn't seek to renew them for the Chiefs, and now there isn't that fallback option, then what's the incentive for the people in Jackson County to vote yes on that when you don't have Kansas breathing down your back?
And it's also just the Chiefs they're voting.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that helps Jackson County.
I think
County.
It does, too.
I think that, and I'm wrong here, but I think there are more Chiefs fans in Jackson County than there are in Johnson County. I think there are more Royals fans in Johnson County than there are in Jackson County.
I would agree with that.
And I don't think that's a hot take.
No, I would agree with that.
And I think that if that's the case, and there's also the fear, like, the hell, I mean, because then it becomes then it becomes literally the border war. Mm-hmm. The hell Kansas is getting my teams. Oh, my gosh. I thought you were going to fall for a minute. And sorry, Cody's up in the rafters. And I think there is part of that prideful part of the vote, right? Like, I think there is part of that where it's like, yeah, we didn't agree with it because it's the way that they sold the original stadiums, the way that they just kind of barfed all over the place. They're not leaving Jackson County. And I don't want them to. And this vote's just on the Chiefs and the renovation of the stadium, which means it let me know that it's staying right the hell here, which is where I believe everybody that's a diehard Chiefs fan wants it to stay. We have heard from Clark Hunt in Nate Taylor's article. He wants to put a dome on that stadium and wants to renovate that stadium because he loves that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The owners in the Jackson County people now saw that it failed because of what they saw before. The project looks a little cleaner. The hell it's going to Kansas. What makes you think that that vote would fail?
Yeah, I because it failed last time.
But it was a different vote. It was both
you're
teams.
You're 100% right
on that. And it was a
that.
Very bad pitch the way they sold it.
You want to ask me, you want to know the reason why? I don't trust the voters.
Okay, that's fair. No, I get that. I get that. And I think the way that it was handled the last time, it was a bad deal. And I think that this time, now that you've had all the, you know, the sides of it from this guy to that guy to this person to that person, and now all of a sudden it's like, all right, here's the vote to keep the Chiefs here. We want to renovate the stadium. We want 50% and we want to have it just the Chiefs. And what do you think? And it's like, okay, yeah, that's fine.
Because, but the Chiefs also need to control the message. The last time around, they let that Casey Tennant organization control the message. Neither team stepped up and controlled the message. If the Chiefs decide to stay in Jackson County, right, they need to be doing a blitz beginning that day in media, telling everybody and controlling the message about what this new stadium is going to be. They can't let the fear mongers get out there. And that happened last time around.
I think the best part about that vote passing no is I think that the Chiefs called their, the Chiefs and Royals called their bluff. They said, oh, or I, you know, I think they're like, well, if we vote no, it doesn't matter. They're not going to leave. And then throughout this entire year plus, we've gotten so much more information that maybe not a lot of people thought was going to be the information that we would hear. And then all of a sudden that builds, you know, that's political gain. That's how you get people to vote yes or no. Mm-hmm. And instead of just being like, yeah, we're going to put it in the West Bottoms or we're going to put it in the Crossroads. Now we're going to put it here. Here's what this is going to look like. Now all of a sudden it's like, we're doing this. We're going to do that. This is where we want to be. This is where we want the Royals to be. This is what we want to do the stadium. And this is all we're voting on. Plus, you hear all these people talk about, well, it could go to Kansas. It could go to NOLA. It could go to, you know, up north, wherever. It's like, the hell it is. It's staying here now because they've heard so much that maybe voters fatigue comes into play where it's like, they're not going to move the first round. Well, this is what happened. Okay, I don't want to do that ever again. Let's lock this up. I'm voting yes and getting it.
And I think if you're the Chiefs at this point in time, if you decide to stay on the Missouri side and do the renovations and it requires a vote, the advertisements need to be, there is a chance if this doesn't pass, the Chiefs will leave Kansas City. And that's the way it needs to be presented, because that then does become a realistic option. These NFL owners care about dollars. They care about money. And if this vote fails here in Kansas City, the league may say, hey, we got an opening in San Diego, or we got an opening, because everybody believes a team could move to San Diego and they would get a new stadium. Nobody liked the owner in San Diego at that time. That's an open market that the NFL loves. A new dome stadium in San Diego and the Chiefs were to move there. Like, that's the way the Chiefs need to approach this vote that's coming up. Like, if they decide to stay in Missouri, they need to say, this vote has to pass. Otherwise, we become a free agent, and nobody wants that.
I just can't see the Chiefs leaving this metro area, whether it's Kansas City or Kansas City.
Everybody says that all the time, and what had the Browns leave?
That's a terrible example. No, because they're a horrible franchise.
But it's a historic franchise. That was one of the founding leagues of the NFL. No. I mean, the Raiders have moved how many times? And they're one of the premier, you know, franchises and branding teams of the NFL. The Rams have moved multiple times. I mean, teams move a lot for a dollar. And if the stadium thing doesn't get resolved, there will be other markets that step up. That's the fear in all of this. And it's always been the fear for me. I love that Kansas and Missouri are battling with each other. I think it's great. But what happens when that doesn't happen anymore? And then it's, you know, Kansas City, Missouri taking on somebody else from somewhere else, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to get an NFL team. I don't want that to be an option.
Yeah. Coming up on the other side, we'll get more into the stadiums with the, it's the, I just forgot his name already. Gosh dang it.
Ty Masterson, yeah, Ty Kansas Masterson, president.
Kansas president. He'll join the show next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball.
See on 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey with you as well. We are now joined by Ty Masterson. Ty, how are you doing on this lovely Tuesday morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing outstanding. We want to know, if you get elected to higher office, will you guarantee Americans 1 month a year off for just break during the summer or anytime they want to take that?
As much as I'd like to do that, I'm not in for a king.
Oh, man, but like, if you get that in the state of Kansas, it'd be better than getting the Royals and the Chiefs if everybody got a month off. Let's go, Ty.
Probably get all the votes, right?
Yeah, you definitely would. So here we sit with Ty Masterson, the president of the state senate in Kansas. The star bonds were extended yesterday. What is the latest that you can tell us about luring the Royals and Chiefs to the state of Kansas?
Oh, I think the latest is what we were really able to determine is they really are having active viable conversations, you know, in Kansas. That's what we were concerned about. That's what surrounded that whole conversation of whether to extend or not. Is, you know, nobody wants to be a pawn in a, you know, for somebody else's negotiation. We wanted to make sure there were serious conversations going on. I was very grateful to Donovan, you know, Mark Donovan, for sending the letter and kind of confirming all that and showing people that there's some movement happening.
Yeah. So what is the latest that you can tell us? Let's start with the Royals right now. Where is the state of Kansas with the Kansas City Royals?
Just from what I can share, because I'm not in the middle of the details of it, but I know what they're looking at is a situation that probably involves more people, you know, more landowners, developers, which adds some complexity, mm-hmm. you know, to that. I think they're actively in those negotiations. I don't know exactly how close they are with that, but I think they really are. And they have to do it here within the next, you know, 60, 90 days. We extended our law to the end of the year, but that means we have to have time to look at it after they give us a proposal to look at it, to put that up for approval.
So it's up to the teams now to propose to you guys to decide whether or not you're going to accept their offer?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's they're negotiating with our Commerce Department on the administrative side, right? What does the details look like from the state's perspective? You know, where are you drawing the lines around the Starbond District? You know, what is Kansas doing in that negotiation? We need to see all that and approve all that.
Where do you think the best spot would be for a baseball stadium in Kansas?
Ooh. Since I'm from South Central, I'm from Wichita, right? But I'm a sports fan. I just want them to be in the Kansas City market. I don't want to go further than that to watch baseball and football, right? I mean, I just want them to be there. I honestly, personally, don't care as long as they find a viable location.
Yeah. You mentioned more people and landowners and the complexity of that. You would think that there's some certain spots that have been known to be spots for maybe a stadium, and I just wondered if maybe one of those was an actual place to go.
Yeah. I mean, I think on the Royal side, they have more options just because it's, you know, the stadium's not going to be as big. Parking's not as big. I mean, you don't have as big a parking lot. So that just means there's more viable spots. I mean, obviously they were in the news, you know, what was that, a month ago, talking to the guys over at the Asperia campus. So mm-hmm. I know there's situations like that they're looking at.
What is the negotiation process like that right now with Occidental and the Royals? Like, do you have any idea where we kind of stand on all of that?
I mean, I have some idea, but, you know, I'm not at liberty to share
too
much of that detail.
That's fair. We're talking with Ty Masterson, the president of the Kansas Senate. And so do you anticipate having an answer on the Royals before we have an answer on the Chiefs?
Well, you know, I don't know. They both need to get it in gear and get us something right here in the next 60, 90. And I don't know if one is closer than the other, to be honest.
Is the state getting frustrated?
Oh, we were. Yeah, we were getting frustrated coming into June because everything was just kind of silent, right? I mean, you had some lobbyists talking to us, which was fine. I mean, good guys, but hey, we need to hear from the actual team. And so that's why I was grateful for Donovan stepping up and sending his letter in.
When you see this whole thing kind of, you know, filter out, and at the end of the day, wherever they go, I just want to give you a hypothetical, Ty. Let's say they stay in Jackson sure. County. Let's say they stay on the Missouri side. Does that leave a sour taste in your guys' mouth, or is that one of those things where, like, there is that grudge, or is it just like, I'm like you said earlier, you're just glad they stay in the area?
Yeah, that's a fair question. I think the answer is no. I mean, Kansas is in the best spot ever, right? We had nothing to lose. We just wanted to make sure we had an offer on the table so they didn't leave the market, quite frankly, right? I mean, our biggest concern was something goes south over there in Missouri, you know, because they're having to deal with, you know, votes and tax increases and stuff that Kansas would have never done. Honestly, we did never pass anything like that. And so we just wanted to be a backup there to make sure they stay in the market. And if we can actually pull them over, that's a huge win for us.
What were the tax increases?
Well, you know, over there, they're having to do, you know, the county's going to have to potentially do tax increases. And then they're giving up $50 million in income tax revenues, current revenues, to try to pay for that bond. See, Kansas doesn't have to raise a single tax. We didn't have to raise a tax. We didn't have to put our taxpayers online for any kind of liability for the stadium, which is a great place to be. We're all generated on growth, right? And
right.
They're building brand new. Ours is going to be covered by something that's not here already.
Yeah, so it's interesting that you say that it wouldn't be, you know, on the burden of the taxpayers for all that. Now, the Starbond District, obviously, it's a pay-to-play type of thing. If you use that area of town, then you will be, you know, assess the tax
right,
or whatever.
Yeah, the way that works, if they go in an area, particularly if they have an area that has any kind of existing businesses, the state sets a baseline of what's already there, and you can only use what grows above that.
Where do you feel as of July 8th, where this situation will be come April?
I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic on the deal, actually, for both teams.
You think Kansas can get both teams?
I do. I do. I think that's a very good possibility. But you know what? I'm not going to start crying if they just stay on the Missouri side, because I'll still be able to enjoy the games.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, and I don't know if you guys have gotten this far down the line. Mark Donovan was asked yesterday, if you decide to go with the Missouri plan and the vote fails in April, then what? And Mark was basically like, yeah, that's a serious issue. Would Kansas come back to the table then in April if the vote failed in Missouri and say, hey, we're still here for you, or is that ship sailed?
I think that ship's going to sail, right? Because it's complex to put something together like what we did. You know, when you have 165 people trying to make a decision, it gets pretty complicated. So I think what you have with Kansas is best deals on the table, take it or leave it.
Okay, so if this thing does fail in Missouri, that means the Chiefs could potentially be open for the world, you know?
Oh, I know. No, that's what I'm hoping, that because I think it's best for the teams to stay in the market, right? These guys are business guys. I mean, so, yeah, I hope that's enough incentive for them to, you know, to get on the ball. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't imagine the Kansas City Chiefs playing anywhere other than the metro area. I mean, we have an owner that loves the stadium, that wants it renovated, doesn't want a new one, wants to put a dome over it, wants to keep it the way it is. I mean, hell, his suite in the stadium is still the same as it was when his father was the owner of the team. I mean, that to me seems...
Don't they have even additional? They have additional complexities where if they leave the market, don't they have to have the other team owners have to have a voice in it?
Well, they do,
right?
Yes.
When they move,
right?
And stuff. I mean, here doesn't matter if you're in Missouri or Kansas. I mean, you're in your own market, and that's not a variable for them,
right? I just don't think that there's anywhere else you would go. And I mean, you know, Bob had mentioned the Browns and the Rams. I mean, the Rams had Kroenke, and the Browns are the worst ran franchise in the history of sports.
But the Rams had moved it like three times before Kroenke took over.
But I mean, I would say that the reality is it's here or there. But I also want to ask you this, because I know that you're on the Kansas side and I'm on the Jackson County side. And I think that at the first vote, you had both teams on this. Do you believe there are more Jackson County season holders for the Chiefs as if there's more Royal season holders in Johnson County?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, of course, you know, I live on the Kansas side and I see lots of fans, but I think the fan base is just as big, if not bigger, on our side of the line.
Fair point. So I would say that if they felt that if they lost the vote the first time, and then all of a sudden there is actual real smoke and real talk that they could go to Kansas, how dare you take the team from my county? Would you think that would be a scary situation? The vote did end up going to the Jackson County vote members?
Yeah, I mean, it you know, whatever's going to happen, happens. But I think, you know, even if Jackson County comes up and figures it out and gets it, I mean, we still get our teams in the market. It really doesn't hurt Kansas at all. But I think it's hard to do. You got more people out there that are worried about their tax rate hikes than you have sports fans, right?
Yeah.
Not everybody's like you and I, and so you got a lot of people out there that don't give a rip about the sports teams.
Yeah, and that's my fear. My fear is that, you know, the Chiefs, let's say, pass on this. We get to April, the vote fails, and then there is no backup plan for Kansas anymore.
Yeah, no, that would be a scary situation for everybody. Hope we don't get there.
Yeah, all right, Ty, before we let you go, what do you think is going to happen? When are we going to have an answer for all of this?
You know, this is totally pulling out of my rear end, but you know, I'm going to say we'll know something around September, October.
Oh, my God, still that late? Jeez.
I do. Well, there's a lot of people in this, man, right? There's so many people.
All right. I thought maybe you'd say tomorrow when we get this thing done and we can all move about our summer tie. You know, like, if you ever run for higher office, a month off every year for every worker will get you elected, I promise.
We'll name the law after you, brother.
Fair. I like it a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, take care, man.
Take care. Ty Masterson, the president of the state of Kansas Senate, with us here September or October. I don't want to do this anymore.
Wake me up when September ends, man. That's what I told you like a year ago. Before it was called Fesco and Dusty, and I was like, can we just wait until it? Can you just wake me up when it's over? Like, give me the gas mask and not the Larry. Well, maybe the Larry Tunsil one.
Yeah, maybe the Tunsil one would be good.
So... I thought, you know, landowners and complexity was one of the biggest things I got out of that interview. I just figured there were some locations that maybe we would have that wouldn't matter, but maybe, hey, more people want to get involved and it's going to make things a little bit more different. But we'll see.
Man, there's one location in Kansas. It's under 19th. Let's not kid ourselves here.
All right, Mac.
On the come. On the come.
It's Tuesday.
On the come.
There you go. Bob, your name's on the list first.
All right. I'm going to go with Rob Manfred right now. I know a lot of people don't like the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and it's easy to rip on the commissioner of every sport. But getting Bobby into the All-Star game with the commissioner exemption, getting Kershaw in, everything that he's done really over the last, since COVID, has been good for the game, and I think has made the game better. Now, I know we're getting ready to have this labor situation, and that could change everything, but Rob Manfred has sped up games. He's made some smart moves. We get the jerseys back for our teams in the All-Star game. We've had the pitch clock. Like, baseball's in a really, really good spot right now. Even with the opt-out on the TV deal, they're having their highest ratings ever. Now ESPN's like, hang on a second. We maybe need to talk to you guys because you're delivering a great number now for us. So I think Rob Manfred's kind of on the come right now.
Okay. Mac, you're number two on the list.
So does he need to change the way the All-Star voting's done? Because it's not really on him. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he made the commission. He was smart enough to make the commissioner's exemption. Bobby Witt Jr. should be in the All-Star game. Clayton Kershaw should be in the All-Star game. No, I don't think we need to change the vote. Bobby's not having a good season.
Okay. What? Okay.
You know?
I mean.
Yeah, I don't think we need to change the voting at all.
I think Bobby's having a great season. Hitting 300, got 13 home runs.
To Bobby's standards?
He's hitting 300, has 13 home runs, has 30 doubles, and is playing gold glove caliber shortstop.
Yeah, you see that here, but nobody else does, right? That's the problem with baseball.
But that's not the argument. The argument is having a good season, not if he's noticeable or not. I agree with that. He's in Kansas City. It sucks, but I mean, he's still
also the leading vote getter plays in Sacramento, so.
Yeah, that is the argument. It's not really about the market,
no.
Right? Yeah. Najee Harris on the come.
It's today.
We don't really get to talk about certain stuff in the offseason, so it just gets me a chance to get a little nerdy here in fantasy with you. Jim Harbaugh has been talking about Najee Harris for years, but especially this offseason. He wanted him in Michigan. He wanted him in Michigan. He didn't get him. That was his big recruit. And what does he do? He goes and gets him when he's finally a free agent on his NFL team. They drafted Omarion Hampton in the first round or the second round. I think Najee Harris is going to be the bell cow. This is a guy who uses one running back on every team he's ever coached, NFL or college. Everyone's like, ooh, fantasy guys like Omarion Hampton. This guy's a sleeper. No, he's not going to get the ball. He's going to run Najee Harris into the ground. And whether that's better or worse, Najee Harris is going to get a lot of usage in L.A.
I think he's going to be a colossal failure. I think he's like the prom queen that you were in love with in high school, and then 15 years later, you finally get to date her, and she's, you know, not the prom queen anymore.
Wow, man.
He thinks he's getting Derrick Henry.
Yeah. So Harbaugh, like, okay, great. You got an aging running back. Yes, let's see what you can do, man.
Let's do it, man. Let's,
he's excited.
Anything that makes your team worse, I mean.
Yeah, I'm good for it. But, like, everybody covets players. Like, I've always wanted that guy.
Yes.
And then you have an opportunity to get that guy, and you get him, and you're like, I wanted that guy. Not this version of that guy.
Exactly. Well, now I think it's the opposite where it's people like, Najee Harris. I don't want Najee Harris. I want this new shiny Omarion Hampton. This is awesome. People are going to be like, oh, damn, this was the year for Najee Harris, right? Yeah.
So you take Najee Harris in like the sixth round of fantasy this year?
Oh, yeah.
Let him slide right in there on your bench after you already have your two starting running backs and then use him as trade bait. I like that.
Yeah, he's going to get 20 carries a game.
You want to get fat? My on the come is McDonald's.
Hey.
Better believe it. And I'll tell you why. They have announced pricing for the Snack Wrap's official U.S. return, and that is in 2 days, boys.
2 days?
Not today.
Let's two go. Days.
How much is the Snack
Wrap? $2.99.
Okay.
So you can get one that's spicy. Looks like it's got like a spicy sauce. And then you have one that's ranch. It's got that, what do you call it, that fake hell chicken strip in it,
I think. Oh, yeah, right. That's kind of what it looks
they,
like.
We've seen this coming. It's been on the come. They released the chicken strips.
It's true, yes.
Now their breakfast item has a spicy sauce you can put on the McMuff, on the bisque, all that sort of stuff. And now they have the snack wrap that has the same spicy sauce, the chicken strip, the lettuce, and the cheese, and the tia.
Isn't that how a good restaurant works? You have like three ingredients, you make 27 different items.
Yeah, exactly.
Mama Chiladas. Yes.
Yeah, Mama Chiladas in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, see? So there you go. So
Mama Lattas enchiladas.
There you go.
They got three enchiladas. Once they're gone, they're gone.
You know,
I love it.
I love places like that. There was a place in Warrensburg called Mary Jane's Cafe. This is before legal.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, that's where you had your first dance. And it was a breakfast joint. And when she was out, it was out. Like, that's it. Like, hey, we've got eggs and hash browns left. I guess that'll do.
Isn't there anything?
I guess so.
There's nothing wrong with that as a restaurant,
is
there?
The food is fresh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
exactly. Why do you have a surplus of frozen patties back there? Mm-hmm. Like,
right. Yeah. Hey, well, once we're out, and we close for the day.
There's a place in Green Valley, I think. It's off Colburn and Snybar Road, and it's called Porky's Barbecue. And same thing. When we're out, we're out. So it's like they make, you know, 40 racks of ribs a day. Once those ribs are gone, it's pulled pork or brisket for you. Once that, you get how it works.
Yeah, man. But, once it's, but I kind of like places like that. So
you know it's fresh.
Yeah.
Like, it's just what, like, we used to, at Jack Stack, we used to run out of food all the time on, like, Friday and Saturday nights. They're like, oh, you're out of that? I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, that sucks. I'm like, yes and no. And they're like, what do you mean by no? I'm like, well, now you know that, like, this food is fresh. Like, if we don't have it, we don't have it. Like, we don't just freeze all this meat back here. So it's like,
yeah. You know, no, that's a good thing. Yeah. So Mamalotta enchiladas. They have three different kinds of enchiladas.
I'm about to go get two snack wraps on Thursday.
Seriously.
Why not?
Oh, absolutely.
How big are they going to be? Same size, everything? Or?
Probably.
They were really huge last time.
No, I know. That's what I'm like.
Buckner Tarsney, that's what it is. Buckner Tarsney.
You think $2.99 is a little expensive?
If you're getting, you know.
You sound like me now. Back in my day, you can get the quarter pounder meal or the Big Mac meal. The number one was $2.99.
Well, it's funny. I scroll down in the comments and they show the original snack route, $1.50.
Oh, yeah.
So we've doubled.
Well, yeah, it's also 2026 almost. Like,
yeah.
Tariffs.
The people complain. I can't believe the prices went up. When was the last time you went to McDonald's, sir? Well, it was in the 90s. Well, it was 30 years.
Somebody says, so dollar per bite.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's why I ask, how big are they?
You get two of those and a medium fry, you probably don't need to eat the rest of the day. But, hey, you know, like.
But you just drop like $15, right? How much is a medium fry?
$3.29.
Jeez.
Okay, so you're three, that's nine. You're over $10, and then you're going to get a drink.
Shout out to Emily. If you go on Friday, it's Fry Friday, so you get a free fry using the app, and then you'll have to pay for the two wraps.
I
ain't done.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Do they have a free wrap Wednesday?
That'd be great.
Because that should be. It's a W. Wednesday wrap.
Come on.
I mean, check your apps. You know what I mean? Yeah, Buckner Tarsney. My bad. My bad. Shout out to all those people out there. But yeah, that's on the come. On the come. Rob Manfred. Najee Harris.
And the snack wrap.
What a threesome.
I mean, you don't get more variety than that, baby. Today's Prime Day. What's something you need / want? And we'll look for a deal.
I need suggestions.
Yeah. We'll get into that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Make me understand.
I like pretty girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
Okay.
I love pretty girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
This is your boy, Will Smith.
Girls, 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 girls.
Is this the new song?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girls, girls, girls.
You don't gotta wait in line tonight.
He gets worse with age.
Five plus five, you were
done tonight.
It's a full house.
Welcome back into Fesco.
It's so bad, it's not even licensed.
Hello, America.
I wonder how long that would take for your favorite drop. Oh, Lord have mercy. So today is Prime Day. It goes all the way till the 11th. If they have snack wraps, that's dangerous. You do have to have Amazon Prime to get all of the deals. There are certain deals. I looked this up. There are certain deals that you don't necessarily have to have Prime for, but it's like one of those things where really like, it's a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have VIP, but if you don't, you're not getting anything.
Right. I learned that at a concert one time. It was the Louder Than Life Festival, Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, nice.
Do you want the VIP or do you want the regular? We'll just take the regular. Mm. I will go the VIP anytime I go to a festival concert in my life again.
Might as well, unless it's Firefest.
Yeah, wow.
There you get a cheese sandwich in a tent.
Oh, God.
And so did the guy who didn't get VIP.
Yeah, what a great documentary.
It's like when you turn 21 and they're like, you want the VIP for the New Year's Eve party? Hell yeah, we're VIP. All right, we'll take your jacket. Okay. That's all I get. Yep, you're drinking the same thing that these people are drinking. But what about this area up here? Well, we don't know how to monitor people that are not. Well, they have wristbands. Hey, well, you know,
whatever.
Let go, man. But what is something that you need slash want?
I always look at like TVs this time of year, right? I don't need a new TV. I don't really particularly want a new TV, but I always look for deals because if there's something that's really too good to pass up, I think that's one of those things. And also too, now I was looking through X earlier today and I think the New York Post was posting some deals that Amazon was having. DeWalt tools, big sale on them. I know Mac, you're looking for some tools and whatnot. DeWalt is a great brand, and if they're going to be like 50% off on Amazon, that's something that you need to consider and look at. So I'm looking. So I may look at some kind of, you know, power saws and things of that nature. Why? I don't know. I don't do a lot of construction, but you know what? I think I need a power tool. I'm ready to go.
Well, your daughters are getting older. They're going to start dating some clowns. Yep. And hey, bug, a hatchet.
Our friend Billy was telling me this morning that somebody at Lowe's, you know, got chased a choplifter, and the guy grabbed an axe and started hitting the person with the axe at the Lowe's. And so,
my gosh.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't Google search top Prime Day deals. First one that comes up for $400, Mac, you can get a Dyson V11. Cordless vacuum.
There you go. Cordless. Wow.
You need a new vacuum.
When I was a kid, Dysons were like, you were in Mission Hills. We had like the Super Sucker 500 that we found at a garage sale.
Yeah. My mother bought us the vacuum that we have now. I don't know if that was a good thing or not. She came over. He need a vacuum. Here you go. Here's this one. And it is cordless and it's beautiful. I think it is a Dyson, if I'm not mistaken. It's great.
And it's good with the dog hair and stuff.
Oh my God. Yes.
That's what we got too.
Well, the dog hair is such a pain in the ass. I've tried everything to get the dog hair up and there's just really nothing you can use. I literally everything. I've gone through Amazon. Everything that's been good for dog hair, I've tried and I've ordered and nothing works.
Nothing works.
Nothing.
I've got all hardwood floors. We clean up next day. It's all there. Okay.
All there again.
Never mind. Yeah. Forget it.
So here you go. Fire TVs starting at $109.
That's not bad. What size?
That's what I'm wondering. If it's like, is that like a 32 inch? Like that's where we're at. Oh, 32.
Right. Remember 32 inch used to be a nice TV back in the day.
Second mortgage. It's kind of annoying. They don't have price. Okay. So this one is a 75 inch Amazon Fire TV. It is 48% off. And that price is $569 for a 75-inch TV.
That's pretty good.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
Half off pretty much. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, 48. Yeah, 48%.
Is there something you buy on Amazon on the regular that like would be good for everybody else?
So I don't want to go pay for the chubbies. Like, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to the long sleeve, like beach or like swimwear shirts?
Like a dry fit kind of thing?
Yeah. Like these that I'm wearing.
Yeah, but it's like water. Right? Like they're called like almost like fisherman shirts.
I know exactly what you're talking about. They're great. They look awesome. I've never had
them. So at Dick's Sporting Goods, Chubby's the brand that does like swim trunks and shorts, stuff like that. They've got them, and I'm going to be in the Gulf Shores in 2 weeks, and I know that I'm going to be on the beach every single day for 6 days. By about 3 o'clock, I'm done. You know, like I'm gonna put something on over my skin because I don't want to just be burned. I want to reapply sunscreen, whatever. So I go to Amazon, I'll look at what those are, and I know my buddy said you can get, like, you know, one for $11. Like, that's something I would buy on Amazon and go there for because I don't want to spend $58 at Dick's Sporting Goods on, you know, the Chubbies brand, where I'm going to get the same thing, but I'm going to get $11.
And you're going to use it in the ocean and on the beach, and you're going to ruin it. Yeah, and so that's
why. Or I'm going to go, well, they're meant for that.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go, you know, the rest of the summer to my buddy's pool. Oh, it's 4 o'clock, just like it was at the, okay, boom. I don't want to reapply sunscreen. I don't like doing that. I want to, you know, melt away in the sun while I wait for it to sink into my skin. Fitness finds under $50. If we want, we can get a basketball goal.
Ooh.
And put it in the studio.
That'd be good.
I'm so in.
I know a lot of smart watches. I'm out on the smart watch.
They're big on here right now. That's like funny you say that because they're all on this page.
Yeah, I saw they were. But I just have, I don't have the want to or the mental capacity to have that smartwatch. I like being disconnected. I don't need to know my steps anymore. I've given up on that because that was causing me mental anguish. Oh my God, I got to get to my 10,000
steps. Stand. Start breathing.
Right. Yeah. All that kind of, I can't do any of that. Or, you know, people who say, you know, they don't check their phone, but they're always checking their watch when they're having a conversation with you and they're looking through that damn watch and they're paying attention to that. They don't have their phone out, but they're scrolling through that watch. Thing. Like I don't need any more of that.
27% off a 10 pack. I know you have the Aspen Lawn Mosquito Dome, but a 10 pack of those mosquito wristbands.
Oh, nice. Those are good. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can get those little, like, you gave me a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I looked like I went to like Woodstock 99.
Jim sells them.
I had them on my back patio. I had one on each ankle and one on each wrist.
Hell yeah.
What club were you at? The Mosquito Club.
You want to keep that stuff away. Yeah, so get Aspen, but if you don't, if you're out and about at a concert or something, wear the mosquito bands. They make the bugs stay away too.
Somebody says, I get a lot of my golf accessories, guitar accessories with Amazon.
Okay.
Get headphones.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah, that's it for you today.
Sticking out the side of your head.
Is that your set of headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carrington busted them?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You can get a key fob on Amazon.
Can you?
Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Good.
So, AirPods.
Can you get a clock?
I'm sure. Can we get a TV?
Yeah.
Like Prime Day.
I need a TV.
Prime
too.
Day. What do we need? We need a new TV for the studio so we can see the sports.
Somebody says, bro, I've already got an AV to HDMI converter, 3 seasons of South Park, and 2 packs of new guitar strings sitting in the cart. Somebody's really going after it on day one, man.
I love it.
Somebody says, is the Blackstone part of the Amazon Prime Day?
I don't know. You can check that out.
You guys have talked me into getting one.
Yeah.
I talked my friend Jeremy into getting one for 3 years. And he finally got it. And we were at his pool this week for the 4th of July. And him and his wife were standing right there. And I had a perfect opportunity. And I said, you think you got your money's worth out of that Blackstone yet? He couldn't even breathe. And his wife goes, in a week we did. And I was like,
see, there you go.
It's like, yeah. I told you, I get it. You're going to bite the bullet about $350
right,
with all the accessories and everything at first. But then you're going to be like, we did fajitas. We did fried rice. We did steaks. We did breakfast. We did Phillies.
And the kids actually like it. The kids like the food. And that's a big deal, man. Get one of those. If they're on Amazon, and don't go for a smaller one. Get the biggest one they have. You will regret getting the smaller one. To save a couple of bucks, don't do it. And I'm the cheapest SOB there is. And even I sprung for the bigger one because I knew I would regret it later on. And I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, like you said, your kids like the steaks off the Blackstone than the grill.
Oh, yeah.
And it's easier to cook on the Blackstone than the grill. You have to load the charcoal. You have to, like, put it off set of flame, all that sort of stuff. So definitely worth it. Coming up on the other side, we get to Start Bench Cut. It is brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.